Okay, now, let's take a look. Let's just pick our way around here. Let's take a look at the participles on page 225. Let's start there. Deduce, deduntus, dedunte, dedunta. Deduntes, deduntum, deduce, deduntas. All right, turn the page. Bottom of the page, 226, very bottom. Ayers. Deuce, duntus, dunted, dunta. See, Eric? No did on the front. So you just have the basic form. On top of 227, duntes, duntum, deuce, duntas. All right, now take a look at the subjunctives. Page back to 225. And look at C towards the top, present subjunctive active. And you'll notice how this goes like ginosko with that strong omega. Well, you can guess, Eric. Turn the page. Look at the aorist subjunctive, middle of page B. Do, do, sto, do, and do, de, do, se. Okay? Yeah, I mean, this is do.
Do, do, do.
Right.
Do.
Now, I want you to notice something else. If you...
Did you expect any
laughs? No, I didn't. That's sad.
You should get a Homer doll when you teach this lesson. I will personally purchase you a Homer. I'm gonna get that for you. If I see one this weekend, I'm gonna get you a Homer doll, some type of Homer figure, you know.
Homer, we will do this. This will be fun. I would like you to notice that in these, take a look at that present subjunctive again on 225. Notice that for the subjunctive, all of the forms have circumflexes on them. Do, 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 do. Big dead giveaway. Turn the page. The aorist subjunctives, same thing. Do, 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 do. Because what you actually got is you've got this do, and then that is dominating now as it goes through. And it's contracting. Remember, there are no buffers here. This is the basic stem. Delta and an O vowel, just like here is theta and an E vowel. There's no buffer on these. You put stuff right on there. All right, now, if it is in the indicative, let's stick with ditto me. And let's look at the indicative forms at the bottom of 224. Bottom of 224. Now, these are a little strange. Ditto me, dittos, dittosid. Dittamen, didditit, didomasid. This is one of the reasons why we've got to take these as separate verbs. First singular and third singular are odd. It's not dido, it's dido me. And then in third singular, it's dido se, that looks like third plural. But here's how you remember this. In the indicative of the me verbs, the singular is always a long vowel or diphthong. The plural is always a short vowel or diphthong after that second delta. Now the same thing is true, just let your eye go across the page, to tithami. Tithami, tithes, tithesi. Now it shortens up. Tithamin, tithate, tithasi. There's that odd alpha that comes in there.
Did you repeat that rule? The singular is always a long
vowel. A long vowel or diphthong.
Right.
And the plural always has a short vowel. Now look up at the imperfect at the top of the next page. Look up at the imperfect. Edidun, normal secondary endings. Ed, newt. Edidun, edidus, edidu. There's our diphthong. But look at the plural. Edidimen, edidite, edida, son, the famous old third plural ending like you're familiar with the aorist passive. And look at what happens in tithami These would have been pronounced in the New Testament times the same. It would have been pronounced etithine. So that etithane, etithice, etithi, you know, basically you've got a long vowel or diphthong. But in the plural, nude, etithemen, etesan. You'll notice for tithemi that the present subjunctive, titho, tithes, tithe, tithome, tithe, tithose, goes like an echo contract verb because this is actually what's happening. Tithe is your basic stem, so it's going like an echo contract verb. Check out the infinitives. Did done I, tithen I. So you've got the old ni ending with the theta and epsilon and the delta and omicron after it. The present imperatives are unusual in the second singular. Unusual in the second singular, as always. But the other ones are okay. Didate, didato, didatosan, tithate, titheto, tithetosan. They use the to, tosan ending. Now, when you flip the page to the third principal part, we've already looked at the participle of didomi, and we've looked at the subjunctive. Look at the infinitive. Joel, I think you were the one who asked about this, or Kevin. Instead of using simply dunai and thenai, they go to a diphthong, dunai and thinai. But they do not have the tit or the dit on the front. Check out the imperative. It's just like the present, except without the dit, except for second singular. There, dos and thes. Might want to circle those. Those do come up. Dos and thes are two basic, very basic imperatives, because they're aorist and they're second person singular. So if you say to somebody, give me the money, it's dos moi, to our period. The imperative, second person singular, dos and thes. Those are pretty, those are kind of common, and those are sort of important forms there. Now, the thing I've got to talk about specifically, to me, this is the only hard part about this, is the